You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Tales from the Other Side with Chris Clardy. Live from Terrell and Lenormand by Chris.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Tales from the Other Side
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening, everybody. I hope you are going to have a good long weekend like me. I am off from my, I call it my my muggle job. So I have a regular job during the week, and I have tomorrow off. So I'm really looking forward to that and enjoying my weekend and spending some time with my animals that need some attention, and my horses need to get brushed out good this weekend. They are really shedding. They have fluff everywhere, and they really, really need to get some of that extra hair off of them. You wouldn't believe the excess fuzz I've got going on around here right now between them and the dogs. It's that time of year. So yeah, all of you that have animals, it is a good time of year to start taking that into consideration and in the grooming needs that everybody has, and making sure everybody's comfortable, especially with these wide temperature fluctuations, depending on what type of country you are dealing with. If you are dealing with the heat fluctuations like we are, I left for work this morning. It was 37 degrees, and I came home this afternoon to 75 degrees. So it's just crazy how much fluctuations going on right now. So I was thinking about possibly even giving a couple of them baths tomorrow, if that, it sounds like it's going to work out. There's an Instahot in my future for the horses if it works out, because they definitely need that bath. The dogs, they don't need as much time because they're just, well, they're a lot smaller. But the horses, they take a lot of care and grooming. They've got their coats are a lot different than the dogs are. And if you aren't familiar with horses' coats, they tend to really grow a thick, heavy coat in the winter, and they start losing it very heavily right now with the way the light has started shifting. And the more light you get, that's the indication that spring has sprung and it's time to shed that winter coat. So it looks like we have Annette in Greensville, South Carolina. How can we help you tonight, Annette?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
So I would like to get a pet reading. So how does this work?
Okay. So if we were in person, I would ask for a photo. But since we're not, if you could let me know what your pet's name is, and if you could tell me dog or cat and the breed.
Okay. So Susie, a Cocker Spaniel, a girl.
Okay. And she's still with us, or she crossed over?
She has crossed over.
Okay. Okay. So let me see about getting her. What I like to do first is try to feel into their energy and make a connection with them. So I'm feeling this. I'm feeling this very warm sense of sincerity. Like this, when she would look up at you, she always had this very concerned look in her eye. Almost like there was this little hint of worry. And this may have been because she had a slight head tilt when she would look at you. And I'm feeling like she was very, I don't want to sound like this. I don't want to sound like I'm being generic, because all dogs are loyal and all dogs with their owners are sweet. But she was very, very sweet. She was very attentive to you. And she was very, I don't know why I'm getting this overwhelming sense of concern for you. So I'm not sure if this is because there was something going on with you at one point. If you had some sort of illness or you had something going on personally, but she has this deep connection of being concerned and watching over you and worrying about you. Is this making any sense?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So it feels like when she was a bit younger, she did have a playful side of her personality. She did like to play. She did. Sometimes she was quite stubborn and didn't listen very well. Like, I am seeing her in that typical cocker form, putting her head down and just like going. Like, I have something in my nose. I'm smelling something. I am totally ignoring you. I'm going down the road. I'm not literally down the road, but I am following the scent and you do not matter right now. So she would do that on occasion when she found something very entertaining. I'm stubborn and I'm not listening to you. I'm feeling
very
like I'm feeling like she, like her crossing was, I'm feeling her like her crossing was a, this was a decision that, I feel like there was some sort of ailment that was going on with her. I'm just feeling some a little bit of labored breathing, like a slowing down and a labored breathing. Like she just got to a point of not feeling well. I'm not sure if there was some kind of like a congestive heart failure type thing or a lung issue. I'm just feeling like there was something going on with her not being able to catch her breath well. As she got towards the end of her life. And I'm feeling like there was a decision that had to be made on her behalf. I'm not feeling the sense of her passing on her own. Is this making any sense to you?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay. And I'm feeling like she is around you quite a bit. She is, I feel like you have in your living room, you have I don't know if this is actually, I get these kind of confused when I am feeling them. If that makes sense, if it's an actual end of a sectional couch, or if it is a like an oversized chair with an ottoman, but I feel like it's something that you would put your feet up on when you would be relaxing. And I feel like this is something that she would either sit on the ottoman or sit on the end, like sit on this end of this like sectional type sofa with you. And that's where she would like to hang out. And
yes,
she still sits in that spot with you. She still likes to kind of like lay in that crook of that blanket in between your legs. And while you're sitting in, I see you sitting and reading or watching TV. And that's like your quiet downtime with her. And that's what she still likes to do with you. She still likes to sit in that spot. And she also likes to, I'm not sure if there's this window in that room or in an adjacent room that seems like it has a lower ledge to it that she could see out of. And I feel her sitting in that area where she can see out of that window and see what's going on outside. And it also was an area where she could feel the sun come in when she wanted to kind of hang out and sunbathe when it was too yucky outside, if it was too hot or humid, or she didn't want to go out, because she's also telling me she didn't like things in her toes. She didn't like her paws. She didn't like wet paws, and she really didn't like her paws messed with that much. The nails, she didn't like her nails cut, but she really didn't like in between her toes messed with. Does that make sense?
Yes, very much so. That was like her, she'd even like to be petted on her feet or her feet, you know. Even, you know, even our neighbors know that, you know, certain people who would pet her, they would figure that out really quick.
It's like she didn't get aggressive about it at all. It was more like, no, dude, and like the point of like, I'm going to tuck them up like this. And no, these are mine.
Yeah. That's very much so her.
You also hear her, there's a hard surface in your, there's like an entryway, and there's like hard surface in your kitchen area. And I hear her walking around in there. And I think you have heard her moving around in there as well. And you've had to kind of say, wait, what was that?
Yes. Yes. All the time. All the time, especially at night. I can hear like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when hear that, just acknowledge her. Because that's her, that is her walking around in the house. So just acknowledge her that you know that she's there. Because that is one thing that's going to keep her moving around in areas that will allow you to hear her and know that she's close. And kind of keep that energy coming back to those same spots so you can tell when she's around. And I'm getting this sense of like that apology of you feeling a little bit of guilt of letting her go. And you have to know that that needs to get let go of. There's no guilt. There's no remorse. I'm happy that I'm feeling good and free again. So please know that she is happy. She's healthy. She's watching over you and your family, and she's couldn't be better right now. So just keep talking to her and telling her that you love her and she sees you and she's still part of your life. And acknowledge that. And I hope that helps you and brings you a little bit closer to her, even though you physically can't see her anymore. But she still is with you.
Yes. Oh, well, that makes me so happy to hear that.